valid. Where my focus is, and I think I would encourage people to focus, is on stopping the bombing. A humanitarian pause is something the Biden administration has already called for, said they support. They need to get their diplomatic weight behind that. They have not done that yet. They are still not using the leverage our country has with Israel to stop the bombing. And that's where I think the focus should be.
Well, I also want to ask you about the House of Representatives vote Tuesday to censure Michigan Democrat Rashida Tlaib, the only Palestinian-American member of Congress. 22 Democrats joined Republicans in backing the resolution. Tlaib addressed her colleagues on the House floor Tuesday.
Trying to bully or censor me won't work because this movement for a ceasefire is much bigger than one person. It's growing every single day. There are millions of people across our country who oppose Netanyahu's extremism and are done watching our government support collective punishment and the use of white phosphorus bombs that melt flesh to the bone. They are done watching our government, Mr. Chair, supporting cutting off food, water, electricity, and medical care to millions of people with nowhere to go. Like me, Mr. Chair, they don't believe the answer to war crimes is more war crimes.
So that was Rashida Tlaib speaking just before the House voted to censure her. Your response, Matt Duss, and in general, how this fits into the kind of silencing of pro-Palestinian voices in the U.S.?
I mean, I thought the censure was absolutely shameful. When one considers the crazy things that members of Congress say all the time, just wild, wild stuff. I used to work in Congress. I know I would hear it all the time. The idea that this comment from this member of Congress is worthy of censure, that 22 Democrats would join in censuring their colleague, the one Palestinian in Congress, at a time when thousands of Palestinians are being killed, I think is shameful.
Let me ask you this, Matt Duss. More than 300 Ukrainian scholars, artists and activists have signed a letter expressing solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. They write, Palestinians have the right to self-determination and resistance against Israel's occupation, just like Ukrainians have the right to resist Russian invasion. The letter standing in stark contrast to the president, Zelensky, who was going to Israel, apparently, but when those plans leaked, he canceled those plans. Your response?
I think that's right. And as a Ukrainian-American, I also stand in solidarity with people under occupation. The Palestinians are facing a much more powerful neighbor, the Israelis, who are in many ways trying to do to the Palestinians what Russia is trying to do to Ukraine, which is snuff out them as an existing nation. Putin does not recognize Ukrainian nationhood. It does not see Ukraine as a legitimate state. Netanyahu feels the same way about Palestinians. His governing partners feel the same way about Palestinians. Now, certainly, in resisting occupation, you know, the Palestinians, as Ukrainians, need to follow international law. There should not be attacks on civilians. The attacks of October 7th were atrocious. They were terrorism. They were heinous. Israel has the right and responsibility to respond and to defend its people. But I you know, again, I would, the parallel here is between two peoples facing occupation, two peoples trying to secure their own rights and self-determination. That's not to say the two situations are identical in all senses, but I do appreciate the sentiments expressed in that letter.
Matt Duss, I want to thank you so much for being with us, Executive Vice President of the Center for International Policy, former foreign policy advisor to Senator Bernie Sanders. As we wrap up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Diana Pera, and congratulations to our crew member Matt Ealy and his partner Zara. Welcome to the world, Zyron Carliz Benola Ealy. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Mike Burke, Renee Feltz, Dina Gesder, Messiah Rhodes, Maria Terracena, Tammy Warrenoff, Tarina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari, our studio, John Hamilton, Rabbi Karen, Hani Masood, Sanji Lopez, our executive director, Julie Crosby. Special thanks to Becca Staley, John Randolph, Paul Powell, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Noguera, Hugh Grant, Dennis Moynihan. I'm Amy Goodman-Zermain.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
I just got a text asking me to approve a bank transfer I didn't make. I bet you get messages like this too. So much of our lives are online today, from email to banking and everything in between. To make sure my information was protected, I checked out CISA's Secure Our World website for simple steps to stay safe online. Now I know how to protect myself from scammers, and you can learn too. Go to CISA at CISA.gov/Secure Our World.
Well, hello there, everybody. I am Manda Richard, and I welcome you to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or The Roots Program, depending on where you are listening. We've got an interview with Alex Melichenko and Christopher Mark Jones coming up. We've got a Liquored Up set. We've got a gospel set. And along the way, we've got lots of music that I know you will enjoy. We're going to start off with the Liquored Up set like we always do. We're going to start off with music from five ladies. First up, here comes Loretta Lynn.
Thank you. we left the bar and we were in last night. Someone grabbed me by the hand and said, God will show the light. Keeping on and giving another fight.
About how much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast, or as we used to call it in the gospel band, Morning Devotions.
You took a beer out of the kitchen, sat down on the couch, his hands started shaking as the truth came pouring out. I'm not much of a drinker, but if what he's saying's true, I might have one too. Confession is good for the soul. When the sins you carry are just too heavy to hold, he must have had a reason to turn. Got a feeling I'm going.
Meditation is good for the soul. When the sins you carry are just too heavy to hold, he must have had a reason to turn to someone new. I'm by that one too.
Thrown in. I like the things that make me burn and sweat. Hard living with no regrets. Oh, my aching head. Why's that bottle in my bed? I like the things that aren't good for me. I like you and Kentucky whiskey. This work out. Kinda how it feels when I'm loving you. Not quite sure what you're gonna do. Oh, my aching head. Why's that bottle in my bed? I like things that aren't good for me. I like you and Kentucky whiskey. Dark of the night, with just my thoughts to hold me tight. I like you better when you went away. Why I hurt still can hardly say. Oh, my aching head.
Is it just the whiskey talking? Let's my mind go wild and free. Is it just the hint of moonlight as it floats through the trees? Is it just the whiskey talking? Contemplation such as these, oh, oh. I love you more than the air that I breathe. Is it just the whiskey talking, saying things it oughtn't to, by the little wandering cabin built for just say I love you.
While you listen to Dave Bing and some of his pals play a medley of different fiddle tunes about Napoleon Bonaparte. First up is Bonaparte crossing the Rhine, and now he's moved on to Bonaparte's retreat, and then Bonaparte crossing the Alps. Anyway, while you're listening to this Bonaparte medley, let me tell you about our liquored up set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots program, depending on where you are located. We heard from five women: Loretta Lynn, Honky Tonk Girl from her old album Still Woman Enough, Open It Up. Then Brittany Riley from her album Honky Tonk Home gave us Barroom Blues. Then Alicia Nugent gave us I Might Have One Too from her album The Old Side of Town. Then Marion Halliday from her recent record Rings Around Saturn gave us Bourbon and Men. And then we closed down that set with something brand new, just came to the station last week, from Sarah Jane Skoutnan from her record Turn to Gold. And this young lady from British Columbia, Canada, sang, Is It Just the Whiskey Talking? Well, coming up next, we've got a really fun interview with Alex Melashenko and Christopher Mark Jones, who will both be appearing at UU Song Space in Pittsburgh on Saturday, November 4th. That's at 7:30 p.m. over at the First Unitarian Church on 605 Morwood Avenue in the Shady Side section of Pittsburgh. But wherever you're listening, it's really important that you go out and you listen and you support and you listen to local music and local musicians. All right, here we go. Thank you, everybody, for having tuned in. And we are joined here today by Alex Melashenko and Christopher Mark Jones, who will be appearing for UU Song Space here in Pittsburgh, 605 Morwood Avenue, on Saturday, November 4th at 7:30 p.m. Alex, you're going to be the opening act.
I am going to introduce this fabulous songwriter to my right, Chris Jones, and I'll play a few instrumentals. I'm going to feature instrumentals by guitarist composers because I think their fingerings and so forth flow much easier than when you're doing a piece, say, that Segovia may have transcribed from Bach. There's always a place in there where, like, man, that's, what do you got to do there to get that? But guitarist composers just have a flow, just a nice flow to the way that their compositions are fingered on the guitar. And I'm going to do a student of the master, the original classical guitarist, master of the Spanish guitar, Tárrega, and I'll be featuring one of his students, Miguel Leibel. I'll also do a piece by the great classical guitarist, Agustín Berrios, and then I'm going to feature some more contemporary guitarists, Jerry Reed, believe it or not, who is an excellent guitarist, composer, as well as being an actor, and also Leo Kottke. So I'll feature those four composers, one song from each, and I'll be trading back and forth different guitars. I have 12-string, a 6-string steel string, and a classical guitar.
You're playing a 12-string guitar that you yourself made.
I am going to start off with this, and it's tuned to an open tuning, open G tuning, and I'll do a piece by Leo Kottke, one of his simpler pieces, but beautiful. It's called Crow River Waltz.
Beautiful, Alex. One of the things I noticed, I've never seen anybody get vibrato out of a 12-string guitar before, and you did it.
Could you tell me how? Because I wasn't paying attention.
What's this guitar made of?
This guitar, I made it approximately 10 years ago, and it's got Indian rosewood sides matched with a mahogany. Well, I'm showing it to the microphone like it's a camera. It's a radio show. Okay. So it's got Indian rosewood back and sides and a mahogany back, mahogany neck, and a very nice Sitka spruce top. And it's approximately 10 years old.
Alex will be the opening act at Song Space, 605 Morwood Avenue at the First Unitarian Church on Saturday, November 4th. And one thing that's very important for you, wherever you're listening to this program, support local music wherever you are, even if you're not in Pittsburgh. Right, guys?
Absolutely.
All right. We've got one of the best songwriters I've ever heard sitting right next to me here.
Christopher Mark Jones, I've been listening to your music since before I moved to Pennsylvania from Delaware. As a matter of fact, you used to send me records, and I'd play them knowing who you were on the radio back there. So,
yeah, it was really fun when we first met. I think it was at a Birdsong show on Forbes Avenue over there, and you had moved here very shortly before and introduced yourself. And I said, oh, yeah, that's crazy. So, you know, it's a there's a certain good karma there that's pleasing for both of us.
This concert at UU Song Space on November 4th, you're going to do something I've never seen you do before, but I think it's one of your most popular things. You're going to show up not just with you and your guitar, but with a band.
You know, I have an interesting background where I first started playing a lot of the music and first really full-time performance chunk was in Paris, busking in the metro and in restaurants. Second, the UK on the folk club circuit, where I actually was very active, ended up making a vinyl album and touring in the UK, Denmark, and Holland. Next chunk was in Boston, fronting a four and sometimes five-piece band for multiple years, where it was mostly electric, funk, folk rock, so getting all the pieces now. At that time I was playing electric guitar, but I've returned to the acoustic guitar and feel at home here, and it's the songwriting that I've done over the last 15 years, you know, gives me a place to stand in the world to combine and express everything from experience to knowledge that I've acquired. And then I integrate what I call gifts. It's inspiration that comes from places unknown, and you just have to receive them and try to integrate them and make them part of the song. So, I mean, that's a kind of a capsule version of my past as a songwriter. I've been lucky here in Pittsburgh to meet musicians who are interested in playing my songs. And on the Saturday show, the musicians are well known in Pittsburgh. Eric George, who's the Acoustic Cafe house musician and plays with several other musicians around town. Mark Perna, who's a jazz upright and electric bass player. Superbly talented guy. And then my cousin Dave Gillespie, who comes down from Michigan. He's a wonderful player and singer. So in the Jones family tradition. So.
Well, we were talking before I came down here about your songs. I think we picked up one really interesting song called If I Were a Miner.
It's a song that I wrote. We talk about, you know, a way of being in the world. Well, what we see, all of us at this point, is that it's a divisive nature to our social environment where, you know, there's polarization, that's another word for it, where people don't seem to be able to relate across class, racial, political lines. And I sort of set out in my songwriterly way to address these divides. And If I Were a Miner is a good introduction, but there are several different vocations, types of people, where I try to make a link between my own past and practice and my sort of poetic approach in this song. If I Were a Miner. I would work in the night. I'd see sunshine on Sundays. I'd be pale as moonlight. If I were a miner, I'd be union bound to bring up the black gold from under the ground. I take no union stands. I bring home no coal dust to warm.
see sunshine on Sundays and I'm pale as moonlight. If I were a soldier, I would try not to hate. I'd believe in our mission, that it's not too late. If I were a soldier, my mother's son, I would still follow orders, deal with my gun. But I am no soldier, I'm an army of one. Carry no gun. Oh, I am no soldier. I try not to hate. I believe in my mission, that it's not too late. If I were a welder, I'd build great ships with fire, look straight into starlight, trace with a wire. If I were a welder, I would long for the dark, dream of hunting and walleyes and the song of the lark. But I am no welder, forgiveness, no heat and no blame. No, I am no welder. I long for the dark, dream of hunting and wildlife and the song of the dark. I would rise with the sun, breathe wheat dust and diesel, and I'd never be done. If I were a farmer, I would stand in my field and dream of the harvest to conjure my yield. But I am no farmer, my hands break no word. There is no root nor blossom to establish my worth. No, I am no farmer. I stand in my field and dream of a harvest that some future may yield. If I were a writer, I would sit in the park and wait for a moonbeam to splinter the dark. If I were a writer, I would offer my time to the cities of danger and the nations of crime. My pen is my knife. I cut to the bone. I surrender my life. Yes, I am a writer, and I fight in mine. Weld my conviction in each bloody line. Yes, I am a writer, and I find fighting mine, build my convictions
Christopher Mark Jones and If I Were a Miner. I've always enjoyed that song. Maybe it's just because I, like you, am a retired language teacher, and you got all those subjunctives, all those untrue conditionals, and then all of a sudden, if I were a writer, I am a writer.
I like it for a different reason. I don't know any of that. It just touches you. Something about
But it's interesting. We had a discussion at the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle about dynamics, and of course, this is a song which has an intra-verse dynamic because it basically has a build in each verse, and then it builds to the fifth verse where it really lets loose when, as you say, the verbal construction becomes very affirmative. Yes.
Yes, indeed. This is what old language teachers do. We bore you to death, but that's okay. I think we'll move on to another topic. Alex, let's go back to you for just a moment. You brought in a second guitar you wanted to show us. Well, tell us about this guitar. I love the grain in the top. I assume it's a spruce top.
Yeah, this is an interesting guitar that I made about 20 years ago. And I think one of the interesting things about this guitar is it's Brazilian rosewood, which nowadays is considered very rare. When I was 15, most of my friends wanted a car or a nice cool jacket or, what I wanted was a bandsaw. So I started my guitar making career when I was 15. And I bought a book back then by Jose Oribe, very well-known and fantastic classical guitar maker. And in this book, he said, this is in the 1970s, mm-hmm. The book was published. He said, you can spend $5,000 and go take a class and you'll learn. He said, or you can take $5,000 and buy rosewoods and spruces because I predict that they're going to be very rare and very difficult to come by. So I said, I'm going to do B. So I invested all that I could in woods, figured I'll learn as I go. And my first five or six guitars, I think I gave to my local Pony League guy, and they used them as fungo bats. But but after a while, they started to be guitars. And so I'm very glad I read that book and I took that advice, because now toned woods for guitars are extremely rare and extremely expensive. There's been such a interest in guitar making, and so many now smaller guitar makers, and so many more guitars made now than used to be made. Martin Guitar exceeded their millionth guitar years ago, and Taylor Guitar, the same thing. They've made over a million guitars. That's a lot of wood. And so the old growth woods are very rare and scarce nowadays. And I'm fortunate that I read that book, and I've got a nice inventory of old growth woods.
Well, why don't you show us what this guitar sounds like a little bit?
Well, I'm going to play a piece on this guitar that features a unique technique called artificial harmonics, which makes the guitar seem like it's a music box playing off into the distance. And I learned this piece from the composer, Marcel Dadi, who was a French guitarist, was becoming very popular. He was a protege and close friend of Chet Atkins, Eric Clapton, and he came to the United States to do a tour. And also he did small venues with just other guitarists, and that's where I met him. And he would show what he was doing, and he described this piece and how it was played. And it uses a technique, as I say, that's unusual and gives a guitar an unusual sound. And it's called the Magic Box. Thank you.
what's really amazing about that piece is you've still got the bass notes coming, but then you've got all those, like you say, music box sounds coming out of the top strings.
That takes a while to learn. It's a technique where you have to concentrate and strike an artificial harmonic, and you're hitting it with one finger and releasing it with the other finger at the same time. But you also have to do that hit and release at a very exact place. And you have to map out the image in your mind where that exact place is, because it's each note is different. And each note, in order to get an artificial harmonic, has to be that fret number. Or say it's the sixth fret that you're hitting that note. Well, then you have to be six frets above the 12th fret right. When you strike and release. So that takes just a couple minutes of practice. I loved that piece when I saw Marcel Daddy play it and also demonstrate how it was played. And so I like to keep that in my repertoire.
I've just had a wonderful time here with both of you, Alex Malchenko and Christopher Mark Jones. And folks, if you are in Pittsburgh, you can see them on Saturday, November 4th. At 7:30 p.m. at UU Song Space over at the First Unitarian Church on, 605 Moorwood Avenue, I believe is the location.
That's correct, yes.
And if you want more information, go to uusongspace.com. Now, gentlemen, do you have anything you would like to plug, any way that people can learn more about you and your music?
Well, I'm going to give a plug to Chris. Chris has a recording. As a matter of fact, we are in his recording studio now. And I am involved in a project where I'm recording some of my instrumentals here at Chris's recording studio. And I'm so happy with the results. You know, Christopher, being a musician, a professional musician, not only has the equipment, but the ability, you know, to hear and to really help get the best out of someone when they're recording.
Well, I appreciate that, Alex. And we've had a good time in here. We have 22 pieces down, and we're still rolling. So in terms of my music, ChristopherMarkJones.com will have all kinds of links and so forth. And what's coming up in the UU Song Space show, I've been a fan of that series forever. And Brian Junker, and his crew who run it are great people and supporters and participants in the music scene, as are you, Mr. Richard Gordon. So we're fortunate to have this kind of opportunity and to be able to carry on.
And I'm more of an amateur, where Chris has been a professional for many years. So I've gone on the open mic circuit just to get experience and play out. And one of the great things about a venue like this is it's such a beautiful venue, and it's a gorgeous venue and quiet. I mean, I'm used to hoping that the coffee grinder doesn't show up in the middle of my, you know, peace. When you're at an open mic, who knows? You know, all of a sudden, it's the coffee grinder. But it's such a beautiful place and such a great acoustic and such great sound. I'm really looking forward to it.
Even if you're not in Pittsburgh, it's really important that you support live local music, and particularly local musicians. In our case, Christopher Mark Jones and Alex Malchenko, both from Pittsburgh, will be appearing at Songspace in Pittsburgh. But it doesn't matter whether you're hearing this in Tennessee, Michigan, Delaware, wherever you are, make sure you support local music. I think on our way out, Christopher, we agreed that we would do one of your more band-oriented songs.
Yes.
What do you want me to play?
Let's play Caravan, which we were talking about language the other a moment ago, and Caravan, of course, is a word which has taken on new signification in the last decade or so. It used to be a Dodge station wagon and things that happened in the desert, right, of caravans, of camels and so forth.
But I see the caravan, I immediately think of Dizzy Gillespie.
Or exactly, the jazz standard. Now it's associated with migrations. From, of course, Central and South America, but also from Africa into Europe and other currents. But in this particular case, I chose to write about migrants coming from El Salvador into the U.S. And it's, as I say, songwriting is a way of me taking a point of view in the world, and this is taken from the point of view of a young man who has experienced violence within his own life and family context and flees toward the U.S. to try and escape it.
And we're going to play this from one of your records.
The record is Looking for the Light, which was released in 2021 and is available on my Bandcamp site.
And Alex, we're looking forward to your record coming out, thanks to 256 Studios.
Yes, yeah, yes.
Thank you, gentlemen, both. This has been a whole lot of fun. And here comes Christopher Mark Jones and his band doing Caravan.
Of San Salvador, when La Mara came to take my sister, my brother took off out the door. I saw him running, heard the thunder, saw him stumble, heard him fall. To live to be a man. Saw him running, heard the thunder, saw him stumble, heard him fall. Just inside the San Ysidro gate, I can hardly speak from shaking. All I can think of is my brother's fate. Saw him running, heard the thunder, saw him stumble, heard him fall.
I listen to Bela Fleck, Zakir Hussain, Edgar Meyer, and Akish Choreja play a track called Motion from their new record As We Speak. Let me tell you what's been going on around here lately on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots program, depending on where you are listening. We just spent about half an hour with Alex Melichenko and Christopher Mark Jones, two Pittsburgh area artists who will be appearing at UU Song Space on Saturday, November 4th here in Pittsburgh. But again, what's really important to me is that wherever you're listening to the show, whether it be in Delaware, Kentucky, West Virginia, Eastern Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Michigan, that you support local music and local musicians wherever you are. I think I've got time to squeeze in one more track of interest before we get to our mid-show station break. Let's go back to one of my favorite songs from the year 2020 and from the Barbalutes album Possum Came to Town. Here comes their story about the Beaver Dam.
Black Bear woke up from his winter sleep. Rained and rained and the waters ran deep. There's nothing so hungry as a bear in the spring. I'll go fishing in the beaver pond, he said. It's my favorite thing. Beaver was there, stacking logs and cutting. There's a hole in my dam and the creek is flooding. Come help me quick, that beaver screamed. If my dam breaks, the fish will swim downstream. So Bear held the log to help Beaver to clog all the water that ran through the hole in the dam. Bear said to Beaver, my legs are tired and shaking from the weight of this dam as it surely is breaking. So he called out for help to a passing deer. I promise not to eat you, 'cause my paws are stuck here. So the deer pushed hard on the back of the bear. Bear held the log to help Beaver that clogged all the water that ran through the hole in the dam. But Deer grew tired, though she was strong. She knew she couldn't hold that bear up for long. There's that hungry wolf, Deer said with a grunt. You better come help us, or you'll have nothing to hunt. So the wolf, he braced the deer with care. The deer pushed on the back of the bear. Bear held the log to help Beaver that clogged all the water that ran to the hole in the dam. But wolf's paws, they were slipping in the water. So he called out to a swimming family of otters. Come hold my paws or this dam will be gone and you can no longer live on this beaver pond. So the otters anchored the wolf's paws. The wolf, he braced the deer with care. The deer pushed on the back of the bear. Bear held the log to help Beaver to clog all the water that ran to the hole in the dam. As time went on, so they tried and tried. The otters, they too started to slide. Down at their feet, some crawdads called out, we can help too. We're small, but we're stout. So the crawdads dug in with their claws. The otters anchored the wolf's paws. The wolf, he braced the deer with care. The deer pushed on the back of the bear. Bear held the log to help Beaver to clog all the water that ran through the hole in the dam. With everyone working, the dam finally held. The rain let up and they let out a yell. Sometimes it takes some stormy weather to show what we can do when we all work together. So the crawdads waved their mighty claws. The otters shook the wolf's paws. The wolf embraced the deer with care. The deer gave a pat to the back of the bear. Bear danced
danced on a log that helped beaver to clog all the water that ran through the hole in the dam.
Background you're listening to, Hillary Hawk, along with Reed Stutz on the guitar from Hillary's recent record, Lily Guild. You're hearing them play Granddad's Favorite and the Fort Smith Breakdown. And what you heard before this was from the Barbalutes, the Beaver Dam. Their 2020 record, Possum Came to Town. Well, you all stick around because we've got more great music for you coming up right after the mid-show station break. Stick around. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT. Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're going to start the second part of the program with something from the Squirrel Hillbillies and from their latest album called Rhizomes, which is a collection of covers. Here comes their version of Joe Crookston's Good Luck, John.
John had a horse and the horse ran away. Bad luck, bad luck. John had a horse and the horse ran away. Bad, bad luck. Bad, bad luck, the neighbors did say. Bad luck, John, has come your way. Bad luck has come your way. He said, maybe, it's hard to say. He said, maybe, it's hard to say.
Well, the horse came back with a wild mare. Good luck, good luck. The horse came back with a pretty white mare. Good, good luck.
Good, good luck, the neighbors did say. Good luck, John, has come your way. Good luck has come your way.
He said, maybe, it's hard to say. He said, maybe, it's hard to say.
Well, the mare kicked John and broke his leg.
Bad luck, bad luck.
Pretty white mare broke John's leg.
Bad, bad luck. Bad, bad luck, the neighbors did say. Bad luck, John, has come your way.